The city of Eloy is facing a $40 million lawsuit, and litigants in the case say they're also targeting Immigration and Customs Enforcement, as well as the massive private detention center corporation that runs facilities in Arizona known as Core Civic. Joining us from our Fronteras desk in Tucson is Michelle Marisco, who's been reporting on this case. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Lauren.
So the toddler and her mother were fleeing from Guatemala when they were apprehended at the Texas border. Then they were detained at a Texas facility. How does all of this involve Eloy?
Right. And it comes back to 2014 to what was called an intergovernment service contract or agreement between the city of Eloy, Core Civic, and ICE. At the time, ICE needed massive detention facilities built to address a surge of Central American migrants. Rather than go through a normal procurement process, they used that existing agreement with Eloy to basically expand it and go and went ahead and built that facility 900 miles away in Dilley, Texas. So that made Eloy basically the pass-through agency or the middleman, if you will, in the entire agreement.
So Eloy receives $438,000 a year just for being that middleman in the project. Is this a normal type of agreement for the federal government to enter into?
Well, that's one of the issues at stake here. So last February, the Office of Inspector General, which audits different federal agencies and keeps them accountable for spending, called this an improper procedure. They called the city of Eloy a, quote, unnecessary middleman. I said that this was a faster way of getting that detention facility built than cutting a new deal. An internal memo, though, surfaced last February, written by ICE's own legal team, saying that it wasn't legally advisable. So Eloy was just paid. It didn't participate in the drawing up of the details, and it didn't participate in any of the management of the actual facility, but they did sign on to it, and they did take the money.
All right. So the child in this case, Marie, wasn't even 2 years old. This report notes a deteriorating condition even before they left the detention center. What was happening to her?
Right. So they were in the South Texas Family Detention Center for 3 weeks. It was crowded. She was growing ill. The mother, Yasmin Juarez, kept asking for more intensive care. She kept asking for a doctor. They were put off. The child started developing a cough. She started developing diarrhea. A physician's assistant prescribed her Vicks VapoRub and Tylenol. And the mother says, and the law firm says, that that Marie, the child, was repeatedly put off from further treatment. So finally, 6 weeks later, she died, partly in complications from a collapsed lung.
So where is her mother, Yasmin Juarez, now? What sort of condition is she in?
I spoke with her attorney, Stanton Jones, about this. This is what he had to say.
It's been unimaginably painful for her, I would say, as you can imagine, but I don't think anybody could imagine what she suffered.
So Yasmin is just 20 years old. Part of the asylum process, remember, she was fleeing Guatemala, involves what's called a credible fear interview with Customs and Border Protection. She passed that credible fear interview. In other words, they found that there was a legitimate reason in her testimony for why she was fleeing her home country. Marie was her only child. She is up in New Jersey at the moment, awaiting a asylum hearing.
All right. And what about the federal government and the private detention company here? Are they also being sued?
So in their cases, they are also getting a notice of claim that's called. That I'm told is going to be filed in just a few days in September. They need to notify them 6 months in advance for federal court before they can launch a lawsuit. And again, here's Mr. Jones from the law firm speaking about why they wanted to do what they're doing.
Which, while it wouldn't begin. Couldn't begin to make Yasmin whole, as nothing could bring back her daughter. It's a part of justice for those responsible for a death to pay for it.
All right, that's KJZZ's Michelle Marisco from our Fronteras desk in Tucson. Michelle, thank you so much for covering this.
Hey, thank you.